وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ
When Moses, peace be upon him, reached the age of full youth and grew to maturity, we bestowed upon him wisdom and knowledge. Thus do we reward those who do good.
ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين
Once he entered the city at a time when its people were heedless, and he encountered two men fighting, one of whom belonged to his own people and the other to his foes. Now, the man belonging to Moses' own people cried out to him for help against the man from the foes, and Moses, peace be upon him, struck him with his fist and finished him. Moses, peace be upon him, said, "This is an act of Satan. Surely he is an enemy who openly misleads."
قال رب إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
Then he prayed, My Lord, I have indeed inflicted wrong on myself, so do forgive me. Wherefore Allah forgave him. For he is ever forgiving, most merciful. For he is ever forgiving, most merciful.
The word maghfirah means to indulge, to forgive as well as to conceal. What Moses, peace be upon him, means by this prayer is that God may forgive him his sin, which, as he knew, he had not committed intentionally, that he may hide it from others so that his enemies would not be able to trace it.
قال ربي بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين
Thereupon Moses vowed, My Lord, because of the favor that you have done me, I shall never support the guilty. My Lord, because of the favor that you have done me.
The favor alluded to here consists of God concealing Moses' act of killing and his enabling him to escape.
فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب فإذا الذي استنصره بالأمس يستصرخه قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين
The next morning, he proceeded to the city in fear and looking around as one apprehensive of danger when all of a sudden, the man who had sought his help the day before again called out to him for his help. Moses, peace be upon him, said to him, Clearly, you are a very misguided fellow.
فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا قَالَ يَا مُوسَى أَتُرِيدُ أَنْ تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ إِن تُرِيدُ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ جَبَّارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا تُرِيدُ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِينَ
And when Moses, peace be upon him, decided to lay his violent hands on the man belonging to the enemy, he cried out, Moses, do you intend to kill me as you killed a person yesterday? You simply want to live in the land as a tyrant and do not wish to set things right. And when Moses, peace be upon him, decided to lay his violent hands on the man belonging to the enemy, he cried out.
The person who cried out was the same Israelite whom Moses had helped the day earlier. After scolding him, when Moses, peace be upon him, turned to strike the Egyptian, the Israelite thought he was going to hit him, and so he cried out and foolishly divulged the secret.
وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ فَاخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ
Then a man came running from the farther end of the city and said, O Moses, peace be upon him, the nobles are deliberating about you that they may put you to death. So do be gone. I am one of your well-wishers. Then a man came running from the farther end of the city and said,
This second incident led to the disclosure of a secret that had hitherto remained unknown. For instance, Moses's, peace be upon him, involvement in the killing. It first became known to the Copt involved in this particular quarrel, and he then disclosed it to others.
فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبُ قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ
Soon after hearing this, Moses, peace be upon him, departed in a state of fear, looking around as one in apprehension, and prayed, My Lord, deliver me from these unjust people.